Okay, today we're going to learn Daf Ayin Amud Aleph of Masechta Avod Zara. We're holding on the bottom of Daf Samach Tesam by Amud Beis, two lines from the bottom. So a number of halachos in the name of Rava relating to being choshesh that a goy may have touched something that he shouldn't have. Amar Rava, Zona Ovedus Chav V'Yisrael Mesubin Etzla. Let's say you have a prostitute who is a non-Jew, and there are Jewish men that are eating with her in order to... in order to sin with her. Chamra Shari, their wine is going to be mutter to drink because the Jews are watching over the wine, and we don't say, well, you know, what kinds of Jews are these? These are people that are hanging out with a zona, because in the heed, takavlu yitzra da aveira, yitzra di ayinesech lo takavluhu. An unbelievable chazaka that even though they may have a very strong yitzar hara for aveira, their yitzar hara for yayinesech is not quite as strong. Zona Yisraelis, let's say it's a Jewish zona of the chavim mesubin, and they're of the kochavim that come to have znus with her, chamra asr, then the wine is going to be asr. Aye, my time, why should the wine be asr? Hol vezila alayhu basraya greda. Since the zona is mizulzelis, she's considered like a lowlife, meaning these are classy people that frequent the zona, and she's like, an object, so she's going to be nigrar after them. She's going to, follow whatever they do, and therefore, if they decide to be menasech the wine, so she'll go along with that. The Gemara now gives examples of stories that actually happened. Several stories, three stories that actually happened. So, or four stories. So, story number one: Hahu Beis Adav Yosef Bechamra Di Yisrael. There was a house that had Jewish wine in the house. Al Ovid Chavim Achada L'dasha Ba'ape. A non-Jew came into the house and he closed the door. V'Hava Biza B'dasha. But there was a little crack in the door. Ishtakach Ovid Chavim Dekai Beni Dani. And they found a guy standing amongst the barrels. Amarava called the Hade Biza. Any wine that was directly across from the crack where you could see through, Shari, is you're allowed to even drink it because the guy is going to be afraid that the Jew is peering through the crack and will be able to see him. So he's not going to touch the wine. But the Haigisa Asa, whatever's not in the direct line of sight of that crack is going to be Asa even Bahana'a, and that's assuming the guy has some sort of chelik in the wine, and no one is going to accuse him of being a ganav if they walk in. Hahu Chamra di Yisrael. Another story. There was wine that belonged to a Jew. Dav Yasa Bevesa, Tavadayir Yisrael Be'elyona, Vavichavim Betachtona. That was in a house where a Jew lived in the top floor and a non-Jew lived in the bottom floor. And the wine was kept on the bottom floor with the non-Jew, and the Jew was able to see from the top floor. So Shamu called Tigra Nafki. The Jew and the guy heard some sort of fight going on outside, so they went outside to see what was going on. They went outside to see what the ruckus was, Kodim Asa Ovikhav Machadul Dasha Ba'ape, and the Ovikhavim came back in and he closed the door of the house before the Jew got in. Amarava Chamra Shari. Rava says the wine is mutter, even to drink, because Mei Maramar, the guy would say to himself, he doesn't know that the Jew's not inside yet. He's going to think, just like I quickly ran inside in order to avoid whatever confrontation is going on outside, maybe the Jew did the same thing, and he's looking at me from upstairs. Hahu shpiza, literally upstairs. Hahu shpiza dav yaseh bechamer d'Yisrael. A third story. There was a case of a host where there was Jewish wine kept there. Ishtakach Ovid Chavim Dav Yasef Beidani. And there they found an Ovid Chavim sitting amongst the barrels. Amarave Im Nitfasalav Kaganav Shari Vilo Asir. If he would be accused of being a Ganav, if they found him touching the wine, then it's mutter. He doesn't want to be accused of being a Ganav. But if he's not afraid of being accused of being a Ganav, then the wine is going to be Asir even Bahana'a, because he for sure touched it. And a fourth and final story. Hu Beis Dav Yasef Bechamra. There was a house where there was wine in it. Ishtakach Ovid Chavim Davakayim Beidani. And they found an Ovid Chavim standing among the barrels. Amarava, Iyeslei Lishtamutei. If the guy has the ability to escape or to give an excuse and to give some reason why he entered that house, Chamra Asir, then the wine is Asir because he's not afraid of being caught. V'ilo, but if he doesn't have any excuse, Chamra Shari, the wine is going to be mutter to drink because he's going to be afraid to touch the wine as he enters into that house. So let's do a main point over here. So main point number one, if there is wine in a place where a zona and men are. If the men are Jewish, the wine is fine. If the zona is Jewish but the men are not, the wine is problematic. And then main point number two, we have several stories where wine was left in a place that somehow connected between a Jew and a non-Jew. Depending on the fear level of the non-Jew, the wine might be mutter or might be aser. So now says Gemara Meisvei. We ask on Rava from a Braisa. Braisa talks about wine that belongs to a Jew that was in a pundak at a time that a guy was there. Ninal ha-pundak. The inn was closed, and now the guy and the wine are all alone. O sha'amarlo, or the Jew tells the guy, Shamar, do me a favor, watch over this wine. Aser. Then it's going to be aser because we're afraid that since you told him to guard the wine, he has confidence that you're going to go far away, and he's not going to be afraid to be menasich the wine. My love, afagav de lesle lishtamute. Isn't this even in a case where the guy is not able to come up with an excuse as to why it is that he entered the house? So isn't it a kashan rav who says that if the guy has no excuse, the wine is going to be mutter? Lo, de isle lishtamute. No, that's talking about a case where he does have an excuse. Oh, so the Gemara has a fifth maisa, and then a sixth, and a seventh, and eighth. A lot of maisas over here, so it's not just four maisas. So another maisa. Hu yisrael vavichavim dav yasivi. A Jew and non-Jew were sitting and they were drinking wine. Shami Yisrael kal tzluye beknishta, and a Jew heard that there was tefillah going on in the Beis Knesses. Mincha is happening. So kam va'azal, he went to go to shul, to davin. Amar Rava chamra shari. The wine is mutter even to drink. Meimar amar hashta mitkalei lechamrei v'hadar asi. Because the guy's going to say to himself, you know, as soon he's going to have plenty of time to think. He's going to be davening Shemon Esrei. So in the middle of Shemon Esrei, it's definitely going to hit him. Oh my gosh, what did I do? I left a non-Jew alone with my wine, and he's going to race back to do something. So he's going to catch me. Another maysa, who yisrael v'chavim davi yisivi ba'arba, that a Jew and non-Jew were sitting on a boat on Erev Shabbos. Shom yisrael kol shipuri d'be shimshi, and he heard the sirens, proclaiming the coming of Shabbos. Navag vazel, so he got off the boat, and he left the guy alone with the wine. Amar av chamra shari, the wine is going to be mutter. Meimar amar, because the guy's thinking to himself, hashta mishkalei l'chamrei v'adarasi. He's going to realize at some point what he had just done, and he's going to come back to get his wine. So the guy is going to be afraid to be menasech. V'im yishum shabata, and if the guy is not going to worry about this because it's asur to go on a boat on Shabbos, ha'amar li isur giyura, so, but isur giyura, who is a ger, that's why I got the name giyura, said to me, ki avinan ba'amar yusan, when I used to be a guy, aminan yudai la menatvi shabata. We didn't believe that anyone was really Shomer Shabbos. We thought the Jews are not Shomer Shabbos. Because if they were really Shomer Shabbos, you know how much money they'd be leaving on the streets, you know, when they realize they have money in their pocket, this and that, and the Sfirulan, Rabbi Yitzchak, and we didn't realize that the Halacha followed Rabbi Yitzchak, the Amr Rabbi Yitzchak, Motzi Kisba Shabbos, Malicha Pachas Pachas Me'arba Amos, that the reason there are no wallets found on the street is because if there is a wallet on the street, you're allowed to transport it as long as you make it less than 4 amos at a time. Hahu Arya, there was a lion that was roaring in the wine press. Shama Ovid Chavim Tasha Beni Dani. The Ovid Chavim heard a lion, so he hid amongst the barrels. Amrava Cham Rashari, the wine there is mutter. Meimrami ki hechi de Tashina Ana Ichanami Yisrael Acharai the Kachazili. He has no idea. There might be other people that are also hiding that also heard the lion. So he's afraid that maybe there's a Jew hiding there as well, and that's why he thinks that he would get caught if he were to do anything with the wine. Another maysa. Hanu ganvi desalti l'pumbedisa. There were ganavim that went to Pumbedisa. Upaschu chaviyasa tuva. And they opened up a whole bunch of barrels. Am Rava chamra shari. Rava said the wine is all mutter. Mai taima. Why is the wine mutter? Ruba ganvi Yisrael minu. Most ganavim in Pumbedisa were Jewish. How sad. And therefore we're not worried about nisuch of the yayin. Hava uvda ben Arda'a. A similar story happened in Arda'a. Vamr Shmuel chamra shari. And Shmuel also said that the wine is mutter. So come on, who is Shmuel paskening like to say that it's mutter? Is it because Karablazer Damar Safik Bia Tahar, that if there's a Safik whether you came into a place that's Tameh, you assume that it's Tahar? So in our Sugya as well, where you don't know if the guy entered or not, so Mi Safik the wine is Mutter. So the Gemara is Ditnan, where do we find Karablazer Shita? It's a Mishnah Maseches Taharos. Hanichnas Labika, a person comes into an open field, Bimosa Gshamim, during the rainy season when the karka is planted and people are not entering there, and therefore it has a status of Rishus HaYachid. And the rule is Safik Tumah Rishus Rab is Torah, Rishus Yachid is Tameh. So Tumah Besad Plonis, if we know that there is Tumah in one of the fields in that Bika, Va'amer Halachti B'Makom Alas, and the person says, you know, I went in that Bika, but Ve'ini Odeim Nechnasi Lo Sasada, but I don't know if I entered the field where the Tumah is in Lo Nechnasi or if I didn't. So Reb Lazar is Metaher and the Chamar Metameh. Reb Lazar Omer Safik Bia, if he's not sure whether he entered that field, Tahar, then it's going to be Tahar. But Safik Maga, if he knows for sure that he entered the field, he's just not sure that if he touched the Tumah, then it's Tameh. So in our Sugi as well, it's a Safik Bia. We don't know if the Ganav entered the house or not, and therefore it should be Mutter. Says Marlo, that's not what Shmuel is holding like. Shiny Hasam, Kivendika Depaski, Lashum Amona. The din of the Ganav going into the house is different because there are Ganav that open up the barrels in order to check if there's money over there. And if they don't find money, they'll leave it, and they're not going to be menasech because they're too busy with their geneva to bother with religious rituals. Savle svek sveka, and therefore it's a double safek. So first safek is, was the ganav a Jew or a non-Jew? And even if he was a guy, it's an additional safek whether he touched the wine or not. So when it's a svek sveka, everyone would agree that it is mutter. So main point, cases of ganavim coming into and opening barrels happened in both Pumbedisa and Nahardaa, and Rava and Shmuel were both Mekil. They were both Mekil on the Yayin, either because of the assumption that the Ganavim are Jewish or because of a Svek Sveka. So, Baruch Hashem, we will pick up next time on Daf Ayin Amud Beis.